This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. It's great to share today's morning devotions with you. I'm Chris Switz. No one wants to be a doormat. What are we talking about? We can be end up feeling used up and stepped on. How do you define someone who is a doormat? Well, I think it's simply a person who allows people to treat them badly or walk all over them. So do you allow people to take advantage of you and you don't speak up about it? It's difficult to say no to someone when you prefer to say a yes. And sometimes in life, people walk all over you, and for no apparent rhyme or reason, and despite the good things you want to do, they just run roughshod over you, doing whatever they want. So it's an interesting subject. It's a bit of a sensitive one, but people who apologize a lot and say, I'm afraid to rock the boat. I say yes when I really want to say no, and I don't state my opinion in case it's different from you, or I tend to be attracted to people who are controlling people. So if you act like a doormat, the truth is that people will walk all over you. So what I'm saying today is don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to say what you want. And don't be afraid to say, look, this is not acceptable. You can't talk to me like that. You can't put me down. Don't be afraid to say these things. Again, are you being treated like a doormat? Are you really sick and tired of people walking all over you? And being a doormat to someone you care about is a very hard situation, and you've got to realise that as an individual, you deserve respect. You shouldn't be talked down to all the time. Maybe as you've grown up, you might have been told that you're not good enough or you don't do enough. Or you could have been told, perhaps by mum and dad, that someone else's opinion is more important than yours. And if that's the case, you'll always be looking and searching for someone's approval. It's true that happiness works from the inside to the outside. No one can force you to be happy. And when you are at peace and comfortable with yourself, then others will not use you as a doormat because your opinions and what you need matters. So trying to get yourself away from being a doormat, it may not be an easy thing, but you can stand up and by the grace of God say, well, look, I won't be treated like this. And you'll find that things will change. How can a Christian, you say, talk about the path of love and tolerance, forgiveness, compassion, without being a doormat? Now, this is a tough question. It's a difficult question because practicing love and tolerance and compassion does not mean that we have to leave ourselves wide open for other people to abuse us. We should try to extend goodwill and compassion to ourselves as well as to extending it to others. Rick Warren quotes in one of his books, Proverbs 29:25, that says, it's dangerous to be concerned with what other people think of you. If you constantly worry about what other people think, he says that you're caught in this emotional trap. You don't have to please everybody. It's a myth, he says, to think that in order to be happy, you must be liked and approved by everybody you meet. Even God can't please everybody. Jesus said that he only focused on pleasing God. That's a good quote, and that's from John chapter 8, verse 29. Some people, of course, Jesus could not win. So the truth is that unless you give permission, people cannot walk all over you. It's okay to stand up and do what's right. It's okay to be assertive. Many Christians, Rick Warren says, are afraid to speak up. Now, in Romans 12, it says, don't repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what's right in the eyes of everybody. If it's possible, as far as depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And I think that's an important verse. If it's possible, as far as depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So this scripture implies that it's not always possible to live at peace with everybody. So as far as it depends on you, Paul, classic example, didn't let his opponents in Corinth walk all over him. He penned 2 Corinthians actually to defend himself, and he stood up. So I think it's a good subject. Lord, we find this can be difficult sometimes. We want to be Christians. We want to do the right thing. But Lord, help us to be able to be assertive in the right way at the right time. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.